In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, a self-described former princess rebel. KT Mulholland is here. KT, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Andy.
You're welcome. And what do you feel like today, a princess or a rebel? Which one?
I feel like all the good girls are about half of each.
Okay.
So I try to live my life that way. But the princess is actually a reference to a festival that I did in Ireland. I was very briefly a Rose of Tralee, so I had a sash and a crown, and I felt very much like a princess at that time.
And what a young girl wouldn't want a sash and a crown, right?
How do you resist that?
Now, you're from Orange County, right? Which high school did you go to?
I went to Monroe Woodbury.
Did you? Okay. Pop quiz. What's the name of the football team?
Crusaders.
All right. You know, I got to check these things. Otherwise, you can't qualify as a Hudson Valley artist.
You're going to have to try harder to catch
me. Yeah, apparently.
Pretty good at this game.
What's cool about you, and so many cool things about KT Mulholland, your YouTube videos show you've got a very versatile voice. And I guess direction is often very difficult to choose. So you probably had to make some decisions on the way, right?
I have, yeah. I mean, I like to think of them as different paths that I can go down rather than a decision. You know, life is long, and I plan on doing a lot of singing. Mm-hmm. So I never want to get myself into that position where I'm only a musical theater singer, or I'm only an indie singer, I'm only a jazz singer. I think that we can be all of these things, and we find ourselves going down a path and enjoying one particular genre or style. That doesn't mean that it can't change down the line and we can't explore our craft a little bit more in a different way. But for right now, I'm really having a lot of fun in rock and indie music and writing, so that's what I'm focusing on.
And not only do you do the rock, do the writing, do the singing, you are like a DIY poster child. I mean, for your album Wild One, self-produced, the videos are self-produced, the music festival you even made yourself, and even the merchandise you produce yourself. Is that true?
That is true. I'm very crafty when it comes to the merchandise, so I don't know if that's out of necessity or just that I like it. I would say the DIY thing has really sort of been a blessing in disguise. A lot of the things that we've learned how to do ourselves, myself and my writing partner, Sheldon Garnett, who has worked very closely with me on all of these different projects, and the band, you know, It wasn't that we were making it ourselves because we wanted to or we could. It was because we had to initially. Mm-hmm. But along the way, you know, when you're forced to learn a new skill, it's a really great opportunity. So I didn't know I could edit film, and now I edit film for other people, and it's part of my craft, and it's something I enjoy. It's been pretty lucky, I'd say.
Lucky and a heck of a lot of work, and it's good advice for a lot of kids coming up.
Yeah, well, you know, the work is part of the fun. If it wasn't, then why would I be doing this job?
That's true. Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. KT Mulholland is here. Wild One, I guess that is more rebel than it is princess, I imagine, right?
In a way, it is. This was a big project for us. This is our first full-length album, 13 tracks. Wild One is the title track, of course, but we were really trying to tap into that youthful excitement, you know, that feeling you get when you sneak out and you're 16, although you shouldn't if you're listening. 16-year-olds, don't do that.
You backpedaled on that one, didn't you? Well done.
Well, I'm going to get angry letters sent to me.
The album Wild One, beautifully done, by the way. I mean, the production's remarkable. Give some names responsible. I want to get their names on the air.
I would absolutely love to give some names. First and foremost, and absolutely central to my entire project, is a man who produces under the name Captain Hits. He is in my band, he's my writing partner, and he is the brains behind pretty much all the production on the album. He's an incredibly skilled producer, also a remarkable artist in his own right on several different instruments and vocals. So he's a pretty, pretty important person in my project. But he's not the only one. I'd also say, you know, I've had a couple amazing friends that came in and did some feature work. I've got beautiful cello work on there from my friend Laura Data, who I'm fortunate enough to know from college. I have vocals on there from another artist named Cat Cat Cat. And then my very patient boyfriend also sang and played saxophone on several songs.
You're very determined, I know that. But what is your goal?
Well, my goal, which I think is the goal of a lot of emerging artists, is to be able to make art my career full-time. I think that's everybody's goal if that's what you're really passionate about. So for me, the ultimate goal is to make sure that I can pay my bills, I can support my family, and I can feel good every day doing the thing that I love to do the most. Short-term goals are a little bit more specific. Well, step one, to get some radio play. So we're off to a great start, and thank you very much for that. It's always a pleasure to be on WHUD, and you guys are so supportive of emerging artists.
You can check that off your list, okay?
You know, I'm looking forward to being able to share the work with as wide a demographic as I can, and I think radio is really essential to that.
Do you have shows coming up?
I do. We've been playing out a bit, actually, and the band has grown. I have my amazing bassist and vocalist Elizabeth Merriweather joined me, Nadav Post, Aaron Giannini, Paul Rosero, just to put these names on the map,
sure.
Are really remarkable solo artists that are also joining in on this project. So we've been touring together. And our next gig, I believe we are playing at Pianos in New York City in the Lower East Side. So we'll be there on April 12th.
And your website?
Yes, the website is actually my name. So KT, the letters, Mulholland Like the Drive.com.
She's a rebel, a princess, and clearly a wild one. KT Mulholland in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Thank you, KT, and best of luck.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.